Still discussing what we need to challenge, I'll talk about positions of power. If you find yourself in positions of power, how are you using the power? Wherever you find yourself in life is your own divine marketplace. Don't use that power against the people, but use it to help people. Let people go to bed thanking God for you because you help them. As you help people, God will always come through for you and your family too. Remember, God does not forget. So don't use your position over people. Don't use it to oppress, but use it to assist. Again, I'll talk about status quo. In Africa, women are to be seen and not to be heard. Challenge that status quo. We're all one before God, and we can achieve what men can achieve. Is it assets? Is it a house? Is it investment? Is it educating children? There's no gender in salary payment, so we are all equal. I have never seen an organization that says we will pay men this amount and will pay women a lower amount. So don't limit yourself in any way. Whatever God puts in your mind, go ahead and pursue it with all your strength and prayerfully. Shine your light. God has put that light in you. Shine it. And don't forget to support other women on the journey. We all need to support each other. Don't look at them being downtrodden in life and being pushed down and their heads, bent down, but help them. And I will move to what's challenging you as a person? What's challenging you? I'll start with myself. Are you challenging yourself or have you given up? As long as there is life, there is hope. So keep moving, keep pressing. Remember, whatever you lay your hands on, the Bible says it shall prosper. So if you don't lay your hands on anything, there won't be any prosperity. So what do I need to challenge about myself? Do I have low self-esteem? You need to challenge it. Do I feel inferior? You need to challenge it. Do I stay with pains I have experienced in life, or with disappointment, or those who have disappointed me, and you have refused to move on? No, you need to challenge it. Am I dwelling on my failure? Shake yourself from the dust of life. You have a glorious destiny. Free yourself from every limitation. Write down what you want to achieve in 2021 and prayerfully pursue it. I do not mean just New Year resolution that we write in January and by February we are forgotten. No, I mean write your goals. What goals do you want to achieve this year? What are the things you don't want to do again this year? And what are the things you want to do? And as you achieve it, tick it off one by one. God will send destiny helpers to you and help you to achieve your goal. Then what again is challenging you? Is it your dream? What are your dreams? Where do you want to see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years? Where do you see yourself? What you cannot see, you will not experience in life. Whatever is too big, Bishop Oyedepo said, whatever is too big for your mouth to confess will be too big for your hands to handle. So as you dream it, say it and let people know. You need to see yourself where you were, and you will begin to walk towards it, and it will come to pass. I remember after my graduation, I went back to University of Ibadan for master's program. I did master's in adult education, and I kept speaking in faith. I have never been to Lagos, and I really don't know people in Lagos. But I used to tell my colleagues in the class that time that you will see me on Allen Avenue, because I heard Allen Avenue is a highbrow area. I said, you will see me in an AC office. You will see me working as a professional. And this was me, who did not even have an idea of what I wanted to be in life. The only thing I knew was that I did not want to teach. But I read adult education. I found myself in the education line, and I kept telling myself, no, that's not what I want to do. And one day, one of my former colleague, who is a politician, visited me in the office, a Muslim. He said, oh, Abike, you said so. Look at your office. See how fine it is. See how the AC is so cold. See how beautiful it is. He reminded me of all the things I have been saying. I had actually forgotten those dreams, because it's so easy to forget when the dreams come to pass. If you have a close relationship with God, you have a competitive advantage over a lot, millions of women in the world. So use use the advantage to your favor because God is on your side. You must be 100 times better than your parents. They have put you on a platform. Create a better platform for your own children. Dream big. You have a big God and you will achieve it. Thank you.